Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. Transportation in Humboldt County has come a long way in a relatively short length of time. Highways were non-existent in the 1800s and early 1900s. Roads were not much more than a wagon trail, and wet weather produced muddy conditions. The best way to get around back then was by train. Railroads were the backbone of Humboldt, with no connections to the outside world. There were numerous railroads, each owned by a private company, namely the timber companies, with most also accommodating passengers. What better way to attend a picnic at Blue Lake or Scotia or Point Between than a passenger train ride to the destination and return? My mother told me of the good times she had when she rode the trains to various functions in the area. In those days, picnic grounds and camping areas were located throughout the county. When the auto took over, the routes were still limited, with stagecoach routes available for the stout-hearted. Even in the 1930s, after many road improvements, it was still an adventure to take a drive on a weekend. I will never forget the drives to the Willow Creek area. Today, you make the drive to Willow Creek in about 45 minutes. Back then, it was done in hours. As soon as you left Blue Lake, you were on a windy, twisting road all the way. I could always plan for a bout of car sickness on the way over, but I never got sick coming back, probably because I was so glad to be going home. Getting to Willow Creek was bad enough, but it got worse when Dad took the McIntosh Road to visit his friends. The McIntosh Road, even now, can be a challenge to drive. Back then, the road was a one-way dirt road built on the side of a mountain with dizzying views of the Trinity River. Here and there along the way were wide spots in the road. If you met an oncoming auto, someone had to back to the turnout so the other could pass. The auto coming down the hill would be the one to back up. A trip north to Crescent City took a while, with sweeping views of the Pacific as you traveled the headlands. What really amazed me in the 1930s was seeing the Klamath River run red due to hydraulic mining. From the heights near the mouth of the Klamath, you could see that dirty red trail out in the ocean for miles. My dad, mom, sister, and I were en route to Crescent City one dark night with my sister behind the wheel. She cut a turn too short just north of Wilson Creek, and we broke an axle. Upon hearing the commotion, a nearby resident responded carrying a lantern. He had no electricity, but did have a telephone and got us a tow to Klamath Town. My sister and I, wrapped in blankets, rode in the back of a borrowed pickup back to Eureka. Fred Nelson for community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.